is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Democrats are fired up as they kick off night one of their convention now in Chicago. Vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz rallied the troops on the sidelines earlier, urging delegates to knock on more doors.
We've got 78 days of hard work. We can sleep when we're dead. Not now. Not now.
CBS's Robert Costa reports President Biden will be tonight's keynote speaker.
He is going to talk about his presidency, but put Vice President Harris front and center as his governing partner, making the case as both a friend, a confidant, and a president that she is ready for the job. But coursing through this speech will be some of the themes of his own presidency.
The Trump campaign's busy too.
Former President Donald Trump kicked off one of his busiest campaign weeks ever in reliably red York, Pennsylvania, with his message to make America affordable again.
We will put more money into your pockets and create millions and millions of new jobs. We're going to do it like nobody else.
Trump hopes to end what Republicans and supporters are calling the Harris honeymoon period.
That's CBS's Nicole Skanga. Trump's also taking heat for posting fake AI photos of Taylor Swift and Swifties endorsing him. The pop star is on tour right now in London and has not endorsed the candidate for president, though she did very publicly back Biden and Harris in 2020. A 180 from former Congressman George Santos today, who pleaded guilty to wire fraud and identity theft. He offered a tearful apology outside court.
It has been the proudest achievement of my life to represent you, and I believe I did so to the best of my abilities. But you also trusted me to represent you with honor and to uphold the values that are essential to our democracy. And in that regard, I failed you.
Santos will have to pay restitution now and faces years in prison when he's sentenced early next year. Hamas just issued a statement essentially saying no deal on a proposal the U.S. is pushing. Israel agreed to it earlier today in the Middle East, but Hamas says it wasn't what they agreed on. A pioneering daytime talk show host has died. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Phil Donahue was dubbed the king of daytime talk. His pioneering daytime TV show with a 26-year national run was the first to include audience participation in that format. The show was cutting edge and won 20 Emmys.
All the feminists somehow seemed to sooner or later show up on the Donahue show. And we were thrilled with that because they were good guests.
Donahue, who was awarded a Medal of Freedom 3 months ago, lived in New York City with his longtime wife, actress Marlo Thomas.
He was 88 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A Gain Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Tonight's full moon will be a rare one.
The first supermoon of 2024 will be visible this week until Wednesday, and this one is extra special. It's a combination of a supermoon and a blue moon. It's a rare celestial event at only about 3%. The moon will appear about 6% bigger and almost 13% brighter than a normal full moon, and the next super blue moon won't happen again until 2037. Luckily, you don't need a telescope to check it out. If the sky is clear, it's visible to the naked eye. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Well, in case you missed it, Purdue Farms is now recalling more than 160,000 pounds of chicken products due to potential metal contamination. The recall affects three of its most popular products, including frozen chicken nuggets and tenders, with best use-by dates of March 23, 2025. The company says there have been no reports of any illness or injury, and if you have these products, you can return them for a refund or toss them. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Sunny to partly cloudy for Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures build from the mid-70s Wednesday to the upper 70s Thursday. It's 71 right now.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Hits WRJN. Hey, good evening. Just after 6 o'clock, Chris Morrow here with those timeless hits for a beautiful summer night. Yeah, August, feeling good with temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s tonight. Still 71 at Radio Park with The Shocking Blue.
Yeah, baby, she's got it. Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Incredible James Brown, and I feel good. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow. Into the 6 o'clock hour for Monday night. No baseball, of course. Brewers are off today. It's a travel day after an outstanding weekend, sweeping the Cleveland Guardians 11 games up in first place as we start play today. Now the games continue tomorrow, back on the air at 6:35, right here on WRJN. That's pregame, first pitch at 7:10.
Very superstitious.
old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
Got to get out of this place on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow. Here we are Monday night. Brewers off tonight. They're heading to St. Louis for a Cardinals series starting tomorrow. Great weekend, though. Man, they ended up that homestand in great style, sweeping the best team in baseball when they came in on Friday, the Cleveland Guardians. We're now 11 games up on the Cardinals, and hopefully by the end of the week we can be, 14 games up if we can sweep them for three down in St. Louis. Fingers crossed. Game time tomorrow, a little bit early at 6:05 for the pregame. I mentioned 6:35, games early tomorrow night. On the way, we continue to roll through a beautiful summer evening with the Monkees on the way. I've got the Rascals coming up, too. Stay close.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So it goes, some things
timeless hits on WRJN. Elvis, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, and Chris Morrow, glad you're along. Cruising through Monday night together, 71 degrees at Radio Park, beautiful August night out there. Here's Robert Knight.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go. I went away just when you needed me so.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't.
For 97 years, your home for local news, now Timeless Hits. It's WRJN. Yeah, feeling something pricking into my arm over here. Needles and pins. Searchers, WRJN. We've got some more great comedy coming to the Memorial Hall in the month of September. Details on how you can win tickets for Laughs on the Lake with Chastity Washington. Don Rosen will have those, and I'll give you details coming up here in a few minutes. Stay close.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals false in me. And then I'm
WRJN.
No time left for you.
need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, we might tonight.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What a great summer night song, Sitting on the Dock with Otis Redding. Beautiful night, 71 here at Radio Park.
There she stood in the street, smiling. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. All right now.
let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, a slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above.
Watch your